Most people know the story of Noah and the Great Flood as being part of the Abrahamic religions, but did you know that nearly every society in the world believes that at some point in history, there was a great flood that took over the world? You see, I'm talking about cultures as far away as China and India and Africa and the Inuits of Canada and the Incas of Peru. Every place on earth has its story of how a great flood was sent by God as divine punishment to the world, and how only a few small people survived that and repopulated the earth. For example, in India, you have the story of Pulugu that says that God sent a flood to the earth to punish people for forgetting his commands, and only 4 people survived. In Korea, you have a folktale called the Namu Doryong, which is about a boy who rides a log to escape the great flood that happens, and all the while he's rescuing animals to repopulate the earth. In Thailand, they believe that God created a man and a woman as the first humans on earth, and then 1,000 years later, their descendants became wicked and cruel and uninterested in worshiping God. So he sent down a flood as a punishment to the people of the earth, and only a few survived, which are the people that he forgave. In ancient Iran, God warns a man called Yima of an incoming flood, and so he's commanded to build a shelter and gather 2 of every animal, bird, and plant to repopulate the earth. In ancient China as well, there are many flood myths, though these ones differ slightly in that they're not punishments sent by God, but rather natural occurrences. The Incans believed in the flood, and they called it the Uno Pachacuti, and they believed that God only saved 2 people from that flood. In the Philippines, same story. Flood wipes out entire humanity, and only 2 people survived, Wigan and Bugan, who repopulated the earth. There are so many of these stories from around the world, and I could go on and on and on, but I think you get the point. And if you want to read more flood stories from around the world, you can actually search on Google. There's a Wikipedia page called List of Flood Myths. It's a really good read. But for us Muslims, we believe in the story of Noah and the flood that came across the earth. And it would make sense that so many cultures around the world believe in this story, because if it's true, every one of these people is a descendant of him. I mean, how else could one story with so many parallels be so common across the entire world? And of course, with any of these stories that are passed down from generation to generation over hundreds of years, names are changed and details are lost and new details are added. So of course you have these differences, but the core of the story still remains. And as always, like, follow for more Muslim facts.